from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia. I'm Molly Dove. University of Missouri officials say they are confident they will be able to secure funding for the Columbia campus's first research facility since 2004. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the center, called the Translational Precision Medicine Complex, would allow researchers from several disciplines to work on medical treatments. Its focus will be on cancer, cardiovascular disease, and neurological disorders. System President Mun Choi said Wednesday that the project is the system's top priority. The complex is scheduled to open October 19th of 2021. The university is seeking $50 million from the state and another $50 million from federal grants to finance the $228 million building. The goal is to more than double research spending on the Columbia campus over the next 5 years. An oil leak near St. Louis prompted the closure of parts of two pipelines as crews worked to determine the source, company officials and Missouri regulators said yesterday. The leak was discovered Wednesday near St. Charles, Missouri, about 30 miles northwest of St. Louis. TransCanada Corp's Keystone Pipeline and Enbridge Inc.'s Platte Pipeline are among several that run through the area. Officials don't know how much oil leaked, but the DNR's preliminary estimate is 43 barrels or 1,800 gallons. Missouri Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Brian Quinn said the spill was contained to an area of about 4,000 square feet and did not reach any waterways, including the Mississippi River. The Missouri House voted to change the state's open records law as it pertains to lawmakers. Samuel King reports that the bill, which deals more broadly with ethics, now heads to the Senate.
The overall bill would make local officials subject to the same limits on campaign contributions and lobbyist gifts that state lawmakers face. But an amendment on the legislation affects open records, effectively making fewer, both at the state and local level, public. Supporters say the changes would protect the privacy of constituents, but many Democrats say the legislation guts the state's Sunshine Law. St. Louis County Republican Representative Shamet Dogan says he's open to changing his bill.
The compromise with the Senate to make this bill even better, but there is so much good here, Mr. Speaker.
Voters overwhelmingly approved ethics reform for state legislators in November. I'm Samuel King in Jefferson City.
The Columbia Public School District is getting ready to ask voters to approve a $15 million no-tax increase bond issue for April 2020. The Columbia Missourian reports the district's finance committee met jointly with the Long-Range Facilities Planning Committee Wednesday to consider the plan. The district's financial advisor said the goal was to avoid an increase in property taxes to service the debt. Heather MacArthur, the district's chief financial officer, said yesterday that a final determination for allocating the $15 million has not been made. This will be an ongoing discussion with the Long Range Facilities Planning Committee in the coming year. However, part of the money may go towards a district-wide upgrade in security measures, including new cameras and bulletproof windows and doors. A $30 million bond issue that voters approved last April included $500,000 for security and safety. That money will be used to improve security at Rockbridge and Hickman High Schools. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.